Blog Talk Radio.
Here on August 6th, 11 p.m. I'm just watching SmackDown on Mundos because I missed it yesterday because I was attending a stupid business meeting and it had nothing to do with my job. But I don't want to go into it, so I'll talk about that with you later, Will. But what's up with you, man? What's been going on?
Not much. I'm just watching this Met game. Mets are in 10-6. They're trying to snap their 5-game winning streak. I mean, losing streak, but
right.
I guess I'll talk more about that tomorrow on sports, Urban Legend tomorrow.
Yeah, my Yankees lost today to the Red Sox, but it's okay. Tomorrow we'll get them.
Yeah, you're going to try to win that rubber game tomorrow.
Yep. Try to pound out that wall.
I'm assuming
that green wall like a vagina. Get some hits. get a win and, you know, get the lead in the AL East right now.
I'm assuming you guys are going to play in the evening, right, tomorrow?
Most likely, yeah. Probably when you, but then again, I think it might be the Phillies-Giants game, probably. I'm not sure. But.
What, they couldn't afford the Yankee-Red Sox game as usual?
Well, the Philly-Giant, that Philly-Giant series, that's becoming a rivalry now.
Well, yeah, because, you know.
They had a brawl yesterday, you know.
Yep.
And the Giants beat them in NLDS last year.
And I thanked them for it.
So it's becoming a rivalry, but I don't know. So I don't care what time we play. As long as we get a win, who cares?
Yep.
So tonight I want to, you know, I don't want to do that much talking. You gave me a good idea earlier this week. You sent
let me guess, the old school commercials, right?
Yes.
I had a feeling you were going to do that. I don't know why, but I had a feeling you would do something like that.
Yeah. You sent me a text message for the whatchamacallit commercial.
Yeah.
It's like a candy bar. I forgot all about that candy bar. But that I think I tasted it back in elementary school. I think it tasted kind of like a Twix kind of candy bar.
I don't think I ever tasted it, though.
What
I always remember the commercial.
I remember the commercial, man. Whatchamacallit. I remember. and since my name is McCorley, people used to make fun of me. They used to make fun of me and, like, say, hey, whatchamacallit. So they used to, like, make fun of me and the commercial together. But I do remember that commercial, and you brought, you know, good thing you sent me that text message so I could look at that YouTube video. But you gave me a great idea. Tonight
I'm guessing one of the videos you're gonna play is Skip It, I would assume. Is it just candy bars or is it
No, it's like different commercials. Yeah, different commercials from back in the day, in the 80s, 90s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Skip, I don't know if Skip is in there, but I do know there are some. I think there are a couple of kid toy commercials in there. But yeah, let me start it off. Play some of these few commercials. The whatchamacallit is in this though.
Am I supposed to guess or after
no,
you
just,
come back or you gonna
no.
tell before?
No, I'm just gonna play it. I'm just gonna play the commercials and then we'll just talk about it.
So I'm not
this is not trivia,
okay.
Will.
Okay.
We're not playing quiz trivia. What commercial is this? Because in the commercial you're gonna know anyway. They're gonna tell you.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
So I'm just going to play these, then we'll come back and we'll talk about them.
Yeah, we'll point there.
So let me cue it up. These commercials you could always find on YouTube, and these are 90s commercials. Okay, let me cue it up.
Thank God for YouTube.
Yep. Can you hear it?
I don't hear anything at
all. Okay, let me play it again. It'll be a little low.
Attention! Your gym teacher escaped from charm school. Irons his underwear. Watches hygiene things. He says,
anyone chewing bubble tape owes me 50 push-ups.
The lunch lady wears a hairnet, serves mashed potatoes with an ice cream scoop, puts gravy on everything. She says,
bubble tape is not part of a well-balanced diet.
Bubble tape is 6 feet of bubble gum for you, not them.
It began with a nut and a bowl that shook his top hat with a jolt. He'd crisp an idea for a munch, but with Graham cooking outside the crunch. Inside a center so sweet, peanut butter cream, oh, a treat. A taste so enormously grand, they just sit in the palm of your hand. P.B. Crisp, P.B. Crisp, P.B. Crisp. Peanut butter cream is the name of the green. P.B. Crisp, P.B. Crisp, P.B. Crisp. The sweet taste that is destined for home. New P.B. Crisps from Planters. It's peanut butter with a crunch.
Hey, mate, what do you do when you see a crocodile?
You run, you slide, your head's a bump. like new Giggles cookies because it's got two kinds of cream inside. He likes Giggles' funny faces. There's fudge and vanilla cream in each one. I can't believe how good this is.
New Giggles cookies. Two kinds of cream in each funny face.
Are you going to eat that?
Feeling flat? Add some pop with new So Delicious, the soda pop fruit snack with the cool soda pop sensation.
So Delicious!
Woo! So Delicious fruit snack. And So Delicious soda flavors like cherry, cola, and root beer. New So Delicious fruit snack.
Because life without it is flat.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Ideas
will change the cookie world forever. Melted chocolatey Mickeys in the cookie.
Too late, we just did it. New Keebler Magic Middles. Try one. Crisp cookie outside, luscious melted chocolatey filling inside.
And we're a genius.
We're pretty proud.
Stop everything again. Put chocolate chips in them.
We've got those too.
New Magic Middles from Keebler.
Genius. Pure genius.
Charmed Blow Pop, take one. Action. Fruit flavored candy on the outside. Bubblegum on the inside.
Fabulous. That's a Blow Pop.
That's a Blow Pop.
Now flavors.
Cherry.
Grape.
Strawberry. Sour apple.
Watermelon.
Ta-da!
That's a Blow Pop. That's a Blow Pop.
Stay from Charmed.
What?
Cut, cut.
Their favorite Disney characters with Light Bright refills.
Light Bright, turn on magic of shining light.
Right, you little chocolate, fall in.
Who's made of delicious milk chocolate?
We are, sir.
I can't hear you. Who's made rich, delicious, absolutely unique milk chocolate?
We are, sir.
And who's covered with a thin, colorful candy shell?
We are, sir.
So the milk chocolate
melts in your mouth, not your hand, sir.
Keep it up and you'll earn those M's.
We have small large mile after mile. Maybe you open your hand and smile.
There's nothing like the sound of chocolate on the march.
Hershey's Fifth Avenue. It'll make you go.
What are the Nicktoons so excited about? It's Discovery Zone, where you get a free Nickelodeon activity book featuring the stars of Doug, Rugrats, The Ren and Stimpy Show, and Rocko's Modern Life. And savings on Nickelodeon home videos from Sony Wonder, all in this free activity book only at Discovery Zone.
All right, so there you go. What are some of the commercials that you heard in that you remember?
Let's see, the Blow Pop one.
The Blow Pop, that's what I was about to say.
The Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit.
Night Bright?
I used to have a Night Bright in my closet that my grandpa gave us when we were little. And I don't know what happened to it, but it was in a closet for years. Yeah, I remember that Night Bright. Night Bright, Night Bright, turn on the light. Of course, I don't know how to sing the whole song, so.
Yeah.
But
the funny thing, when I sort of whatchamacallit, I saw that one again, and I sort of skipped it, and I'm trying to remember what other one I saw. Oh, yeah, the bubble tape, but I saw the other. But I saw another version with I think the bus driver lady saying, "No way, Jose." That's pretty much the same premise.
Yeah. Even the commercials back then were cool, man. It was like, why can't we have more commercials like that these days?
You know, what was that?
Even the commercials back then was cool, man.
Yeah, for real.
Tired of seeing commercials for Viagra and freaking... What are the herpes cream commercials that they make it seem like, oh, it's so the cream is so healthy and wholesome?
Yeah, I forgot the name of the thing.
Herpesol or something?
I remember the name of it, but I know what commercials you're talking about. Excuse me.
All these crappy commercials nowadays.
I know, and the problem is they don't use jingles anymore.
I know, right? Yeah.
They don't even want to be called jingles.
The jingles made these commercials.
Exactly. It worked. I mean, you hear jingles, you don't even know the song.
I know.
that's how good the commercials were.
Remember clap on.
The clapper,
yeah. I wanted one of those, even though it's for old people.
Yeah. That's how it is, man.
Chia pet?
See, that's how great the commercials are. The Tootsie Pop commercial.
Oh, right. Well, these commercials are YouTube, so in that video it didn't have the Tootsie Pop.
Oh. Oh, this was one that was already made already?
Yeah, no, these are commercials that are made, they're on YouTube.
Oh, okay. I thought you just pieced them together and put them...
Oh, no. These you could just find on YouTube. You could type in 90s commercials or retro commercials, and you'll find a whole bunch of them on YouTube.
Yep, or you could even search separately.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're right. Like, the jingles, those made the commercials back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Chia Pet, remember? The more water you put, the more the hair grew.
Yep.
Chia.
Yep.
And in that commercial that I just played, there was some kind of thing called Croc Mile.
Oh, yeah, I remember that toy.
It was like a slip and slide thing, almost.
Right.
Exactly like it, you know?
Exactly.
What was the name of the slip and slide?
Like the headphones. Don't Wake Daddy.
Yeah.
Parents, sorry. You know, those kind of, games.
Yep. I miss those old commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me play some more.
Sure.
And then we could talk about some more. Now the volume is getting really low on these commercials.
Oh, so I'm not the only one that noticed that
it's the volume on the commercial.
Yeah, the Connect 4 was low, but at least I heard it. And after that, it just went off.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder if you could hear it, but I guess I answered the question.
Yeah, let me find something else to play. Let me
So, what commercial did they give, if you remember, after the Connect Four?
The Connect Four, Toys R Us commercial. I don't want to grow up.
Oh,
want to be a Toys R Us
kid.
Okay, let me see if there's some other ones here. Okay, let me play this one. Okay, here it is.
Very unusual kind of egg from Cadbury that's only around till Easter. Its shell is pure, rich Cadbury milk chocolate. But look, inside sits a sweet, creamy yellow yolk surrounded by delicious white filling, cream eggs from Cadbury. Why, they're the best thing to come along since the Easter Bunny, and when he's gone, they're gone.
M&M's chocolate candies. The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
You can have lots of high-tech fun with Tiger's Talk Boy tape recorder.
Hey, stop drooling on me. Hey, stop drooling on me.
It even has speed control.
Hi, kids. We're home early.
Tiger's Talkboy tape recorder comes with audio cassette. Batteries not included.
The Micro Machine Man here, aircraft carrier there. You can't have that, but you can have this. The new Micro Machine aircraft carrier playset. The dramatic detailed, perfectly trimmed replica of the real thing that holds 25 Micro Machines with fabulous, fantastic features. Two totally perfect elevators, real working hoist, runway, and two cargo arms. The new Micro Machine aircraft carrier playset from Galoo. Remember, if it doesn't say Micro Machines, it's not the real thing.
This is the Micro Machine Man presenting the most midget miniature motor of Micro Machine. Plus incredible Micro Machine pocket playset. Each one comes with its own special edition Micro Machine vehicle and fun, fantastic features in this Micro Machine service center and many more. And these playsets fit together to form a perfectly precise Micro Machine world.
The Micro Machines collect and race and trade them from Baloo. Remember, if it doesn't say Micro Machine, it's not the real thing.
Damn YouTube videos.
Did they say that Tootsie Roll commercial before the Flintstone one?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it, but I didn't really hear it that well, but I assume that
must have been. Whatever we think I see, people want you to Tootsie Roll for me. Yeah, that's enough now. I'll stop playing the commercials now. But yeah, that Tootsie Roll, I remember that one. Of course,
yeah.
That Flintstones one that you just heard.
Yeah. And of course, the Tootsie Pop one.
Yeah. Did you hear the Talk Boy one? You remember that one?
Oh yeah, that one got popular with Home Alone.
Oh yeah.
The Home Alone movie.
Yep.
Home Alone movie.
The Talk
and,
Boy.
And the Micro Machine guy. You remember he was at a teacher for the. In Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He talked real fast, yeah. Those Micro Machines, man. I used to have, replicas of those Micro Machines when I was a kid.
How's that guy doing? Is he, you know, okay, or?
I have no idea.
Heard about that guy in a while.
Well, hey.
If he's retired, though.
He's not related to me, so I don't care. He's probably doing well, you know. Probably made money off of those Micro Machine commercials.
And retired, probably.
Retired, who knows.
Yeah.
Micro Machine, Talk Boy. What other commercials can you think of?
The skip the one I mentioned earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Let me see what other toys.
You know what commercials I hated the most?
What, the doll ones?
Not even. The doll ones I love compared to these commercials. Those law firm commercials. Also serious tone commercials. Like, you still see some of them today.
What, like the 1-800-US-LAWYER kind of commercial?
Yeah, like, if you know someone that's been affected by lead paint, give us a call. Like, who cares? Don't interrupt my cartoons with freaking lead paint lawsuit commercials. Right? Those were the most annoying commercials. Can you name more annoying commercials than that?
Yes, I can. Really?
The law firm one was pretty annoying. So serious. If you know someone that's been affected, please call.
You want to see your show continue and they're talking about that?
Well, whatever. Anyway, yeah, let's wrap it up, man.
Yeah.
You have any final thoughts?
Yeah, it was good going back memory lane.
Yep, going back, looking back at some retro commercials. Too bad they don't have good commercials these days.
Yep.
I mean, there's some pretty good ones these days that I can remember.
I mean, you know what? Who's still been good commercials?
Who?
Coors Light, Budweiser.
Yeah, the beer.
Geico.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are like the only ones I could think of that really make good commercials.
There's some good car commercials also, you know, that stay in my head.
It escapes me.
But for the most part, you know, like those commercials, like for candy, you hardly see them these days.
Oh yeah.
Candy and toys, they're almost non-existent.
And they hardly advertise cereal.
I know. See more like I said, you see more commercials about Viagra and and herpes creams.
Well, I mean, what do you expect? They don't even give Saturday morning cartoon anymore on the weekdays.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On regular channels, all they gave is like, you know, lawyer shows and talk shows.
Shame of themselves.
What are you saying?
They should be ashamed of themselves.
I know. Kids, I mean, now you wonder why, you know, some kids, you know, have messed up, you know, childhood because they don't even have no cartoons. They don't have cable.
You're right, son of a bitches.
I know.
On that note.
Continue, I'm sorry.
Yeah, on that note, I'll end my show here.
Yep. Thanks for having me, man.
No problem, man. You can check Bullshit on Sports Urban Legend tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll have plenty of commercials on his show. Brian Mack, I'll see you 2 weeks. Won't be here next week. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. Later.